This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Friday. We're hanging out at Atlantic Station. It's Dukes and Bell. Come through and see us, man. Day-Day just said something to me. We were talking about the Cowboys game last night as the season kicked off. And our game, Sunday, right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game, Falcons-Bucks, starting at 11, guys. But, Mike, CeeDee Lamb, bro, you got your bag.
Right.
You got your bag. And you're missing catches that are hitting you in the hands. Dak Prescott was hitting this dude on the numbers.
Right. You cannot put that on him. Pickens, I thought also, the dumb penalty on Pickens, the unsportsmanlike, where he basically, you know, okay, you get the block. Now you're going to just try to, like, take the guy's head off? I mean, just dumb, undisciplined play, man. But, yeah, the Cowboys, it's funny, the memes, and with everything Carl and I joke around about artificial intelligence, you can never tell what's real. And because nobody has any common sense on the internet, there was a meme that came out this morning where they got somebody doing the Jerry voice going, "We're just a one elite defender away from winning that game."
You just traded him.
I mean, you mean like a Micah Parsons stuff. And people took it and ran with it. Like, no, that's it. That's called parody. Yes. That's called they're having fun. It's being silly.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Micah.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Hey, man, Falcon fans, how confident are you? That's what we want to know.
Just talking with Ann and Ron, by the way, and two lovely people, like so many parts of Atlanta, they're transplants from New York City.
Yeah, man.
And Ann grew up about like two miles away from where I grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Just we were having a conversation before the show. They're diehard Falcon fans like us. They have season tickets. And he asked an interesting question, which we touched on last week. He goes, "Can we stop the run?"
Yeah, well,
isn't that about Rook?
It is, but this is a team in the offseason that wanted to improve in that area, Mike. Look, all you got to do is look to last night and how the Cowboys gouged the Eagles in the run game once Jalen left that game, right? And he left before any snaps. But for us, up front, this is the area where we have been most concerned. We've talked about all this other stuff. Look, the secondary, I think, is the most improved part of our football team. You've got younger, faster, and I think you've got more versatility in our secondary than you've had in the last few years. The part we've been most concerned about is, to Mike's point, And our buddy who we just met, can we stop the run? And here's the thing. You don't think Tampa's going to come out and challenge that, Mike, with the way they know they should have ran the ball against us last year? I mentioned this yesterday. One of the games, they broke us off for like a buck 29, but in the first game, it was like 70-some-odd yards, and you're going, they went away from their strength. So I think that's one of the things we're going to see early on Sunday. Bucks come in. You don't have to let Baker try to take this game over. Run Bucky Irvin, and let's just see if the Falcons can stop the run. And I think that's something they're coming in to try to see.
You know, it's just so hard to get a handle on this because, you know, you didn't get to see your starters in preseason. The coaching staff will tell you they got the work in the 11-on-11s. okay, now the bullets are real. Vita Vea is going to play. At least looks like he's going to play. He might be on a pitch count, but Vita Vea was seen moving around at practice. Our buddy Rick Stroud had that conversation yesterday. They posted that video.
Yep.
And then, you know, we know that they got a, you know, Tristan Wirfs is out, so their best tackle is out. Our second best tackle is out. Injury's a part of it. But the game plan, I want to see imagination from Zach Robinson, and let's get Bijan. Let's get Pitts involved, man. You know, and look, if Penix is putting the ball in Pitts' hands, he's not doing anything with it, we'll have that conversation. But I want to see Pitts become a bigger part because I just don't think we're going to see much of Darnell Mooney on Sunday.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because today, Darnell Mooney, they're saying he will be a game-time decision. So, look, we've done this long enough. You've been a fan long enough to know when you get down to it on a Sunday and it's a game-time decision, I will tell you, 80-20, that player's not playing. The 20 gives you a chance, and it also leaves the door open for the other team you're playing.
A little misinformation.
Yes, to assume that they have to prepare for a guy that maybe they don't know they're going to see or not. But for me right now, it is just that, Mike. It's 80-20 for Darnell Mooney, and I think they've been preparing to be without him in this game for a while now. And the other part of this is, again, I don't want to rush him back. I need him Sunday, but we got a long season. And if he run him out there and this shoulder or whatever the hell's been going on with him, Mike, is not completely healed and he takes another lick, now he's out another 5-6 weeks. Because remember, he got hurt at the start of camp. It was day one, literally, when he got hurt.
Right in front of us. You and I sat there and went, oh, that doesn't look right. And then he's subsequently been out for a while. And it's upper. See, the thing is, we don't know. Remember, we had to let it slip a little bit. Michael Penix said his treatment and recovery. Did he have a procedure? Is he going to need a procedure? Is he going to have to tough it out this year with something wrong with his shoulder? We don't know because they don't give you that information. That's their prerogative. But, yeah, Darnell Mooney, he's WR2. Now, we do have faith in Casey Washington and Ray-Ray McCloud, and they're both speedy, and Ray-Ray can do a lot of things. You can do jet sweeps with him. You can throw him all over the field.
Yep.
But Darnell Mooney's better than him. Just is.
He is. DeMarco Helms and Jack Nelson, the kid we drafted out of Wisconsin, out.
Right.
That is official now. Raheem Moore saying both of those guys will not be available on Sunday. While we're talking about Ra, our Falcons, more NFL action on Sunday, we'll certainly talk about what's going on the college front as well. It is a lesser Saturday than it was week one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not as big matchups or as many big matchups, but there's still some intriguing matchups we're going to talk about here on Dukes and Bell. Again, we're live at Hobnob. Day-Day's hanging out with us, our executive producer. Big O's back at the studio. Let's get to the Daily Download. Week one in the NFL Sunday. It's going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Michael Penix under center. I said, what gives you confidence, Falcon fans? Raheem Moore said this is what gives him confidence that they'll be ready week one.
The way we've been able to step up in different areas, whether it's been Hodge and go out there and be able to make plays. Our O-line up front with everybody having a significant amount of playing experience, whether it's here or somewhere else, having a real bind together going into the second year of an offense. Building on the success that they had last year, although that doesn't matter because you got to go out there and repeat those things. But I feel really good and confident these guys didn't hear things for the first time this year and they'll get a chance to go out there and execute those things at a very high level. And they were close last year to being great. And we got a chance to go out there and prove some things this year, and I look forward to doing it.
Yeah, look, the other part of this is the way we finished, we absolutely need to get off to a fast start.
Right.
Right. That's the other part of this. And I'm not just talking about the last game. I'm talking about the last seven games where we fell apart and it felt like when the season was in the balance, we didn't know how to get right. And then we had a quarterback situation that we were dealing with. All of that can be put behind us if we come out strong, Mike, set the tone Sunday, and people start to really believe, like, hey, what you guys have been telling us is really what this team looked like and what they're going to be. Coach said Darnell Mooney is a game-time decision. What did Darnell Mooney say?
We'll see. Well, it's a game-time decision. Got some things we got to, look at the end of the week. But like I said, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you said that yesterday. We were joking around with the folks. Thanks to everybody, by the way, who showed up at Napa, down there on Jonesboro Road in Morrow.
Incredible.
Packed. And it was just, we were rolling out. I don't know about you, man. We were off at 6. I was at about 6:20 because we were taking pictures with people and shaking hands. We appreciate that, man, because as Carl says all the time, without you, there is no us. But, yeah, great turnout. That was awesome. But I said to some of the folks yesterday, you hear Mooney say that? I don't hear a lot of – I mean, unless he's just so low-key. Some guys are just – he's so low-key. It's like, yeah, we'll see. But, as I said, man, we'll see to me as a kid was no. No, I agree with Dad. Can we go to the store and get a Matchbox car? No, we'll see. That's no.
No.
You know, he'd say no, too.
Hey, man.
Get a job, son.
The NFL
get a job. I'm five.
Continues tonight. Chiefs, Chargers, it's in Brazil. Mm. But as we talk about last night's game, this was the moment that changed the game last night.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Eagles, in particular on Jalen Carter, and even worse, Carter, one of the Eagles' most impactful players, was ejected from the game on the very first, before the very first play from scrimmage.
Merrill Reese on the Philly Eagles Network.
Yeah, and look, I think, again, for those who didn't see it live, and I saw it, I didn't know what happened until they slowed that replay down. And I literally looked at my wife. I said, did he? And Michelle said, did he spit on him? I said, nah. I think they had some words. And then they went slow-mo.
Yeah, and you got the sideline camera picks it up. And you're like, he spit right in his chest, right between. Come literally on. Right on the number. He's number four. But it's just like, okay, so Dak, you know, first off, everybody's talking ish because it's a heated rivalry.
Yes, yes.
You know, remember, they were cheering when Michael Irvin looked like he might be paralyzed. I mean, this is a nasty rivalry, man.
It is.
But so he starts there, John. And then Dak looks at him and goes, like that on the ground. Okay, that's uncool. It's not what Jalen Carter did. And that was so funny. And immediately I saw Jason Kelce goes on. There you. Oh, the truth will set you free. No, you're a moron. I love your podcast, but you're out of bounds on this. Yes, we saw that. Saw what Dak Prescott did. That's different. Spitting on another human being, that's indefensible.
Yeah, speaking of Prescott, here's how he described the whole incident. And I thought he did a really good job of describing this.
I probably spit 1,000 times throughout the game. I mean, especially game day, maybe even in general. It's something I guess I'm not proud of. But in that case, he was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman, and I just spit ahead. But I would say he was back there where Jory was in that sense, and he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" And at that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I step through, I actually say the words like, "What the hell would I? Excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for?" And he just spit on me in that moment, and it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, "Hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off."
That's what I thought.
Right.
And the ref was like, "No, get your ass up out of here." He has been ejected. You, sir, are gone.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, it's just, there's no way to spin it. There's no way to defend it. And, look, I hate both teams. I mean, I root for an asteroid to hit the stadium, but you cannot do what Jalen Carter did. And knowing Jalen Carter, as we said, and some bad decisions in college, this is a bad decision as a professional. A couple years into his pro career. Can't do that. I mean, you don't think on Thursday Night Football that's going to get picked up? Come on.
Yeah, bad deal. Good game. Ultimately, the game was closer than we thought. By the way, Mike did take the Eagles in the, was it 8 points?
Eight. I got it at eight.
Okay.
And didn't get there. Because they came out, as we said, you know, preseason, it's almost like everyone got to rest, have some orange slices, you know, go lay in the shade.
Couple of sandwiches.
You know, and then they came out, and everyone was just flat. There was just no juice and nothing. I thought that the unsportsmanlike on the Eagles for the targeting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Call was crap in the end zone. I thought that was a clean play. I thought the refs were also in need of a few more weeks of real game experience. They were not sharp.
All right, coming up, guys, Baker Mayfield, his relationship with his OC. We'll let you hear a little bit of what Rick Stroud told us yesterday as we prepare for the Bucs on Sunday. By the way, Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. As we broadcast live from Hobnob here at Atlantic Station, it's the Dirty Birds Rally tonight starting at around 6. Tip's going to be here, T.I., and amongst others. I'm sure, Mike, other people are going to show up because they always do every year. Former Falcons, Falcons cheerleaders, Freddie the Falcon, etc. So it's a great time, man, to get ready for Sunday. It's Dukes and Bell. We're coming back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.